Shit with that. I don't want my people injured. Football's dangerous enough. I am interested with you showing a demonstration that day with the arch, with the arrow. If you got anybody else that's as good as you are or close to that, I'd like for them to see it when it comes back. Because I think that might, you know, be a new attraction. I don't know. Maybe it won't. Was a ping national ping pong? Did they have a ping pong Did they have ping pong games here in Ghana? Yeah, I know China. China's the best. China, out of a spirit of goodwill, will even let people beat them, though. That's how non-competitive they are, and that's very touching to me. That they do that, I don't understand why they're so stupid in their foreign policy. They'd stand back and let their guests win. They wouldn't play their best just to develop harmony and goodwill. Well, see what we can do. I don't know how many people have played ping pong. Bunch of order, we can move and go break. Okay, that some of wood problem will be resolved for a long shift again, please. I'm going to have to limit it to some play. I don't know if they play tennis here. Yes, they do. I saw them in Georgetown play tennis. I don't know. That to me, that was always a bourgeois game to me, because I couldn't reach out to do it. I was a working class kid, never had time for those sorts of things. I believe sports has its place. Only one thing I'm going to tell you, by God certain, I want you to hear this. The kind of shit that was given to the teacher in Marxist-Leninism. You people tomorrow afternoon better have a fucking good class. You better have a fucking good class and a cooperative class, or you're not going in for basketball. I don't like what you did to the teacher. It's improved class, fine, that's fine. I want to be sure they have another class for the class that they didn't do well on. They go on a schedule one, because I don't want no shit from anybody. I've got my children on there, and some of you got yours. But we have no room for smart aleckness. When you go to Georgetown, if you can't be calm and sweet before you get to Georgetown, I know how you'll be in Georgetown. And I hope somebody stand heavy on their head. Lee sometimes, I think, is a little soft with him, in my opinion. I'm just talking frank today. I'm talking to you, Lee. Lee, I'm talking to you. Trying to poison me, every joint sore. I want to tell you, I heard that you, I don't know if the teacher's right, but that you supported the anarchy in that classroom that went on that night about Marxism and Leninism. And that bullshit about intellectualism. And that the best intellectuals had turned out to be the worst traitors. That's stupid. I can show you as many ordinary warehousemen and ordinary workers that have also betrayed communism too.
That's true.
Why did you back the teacher? She says you didn't back her at all. She said she had to put up with a goddamn bunch of insults, and you didn't back her up. I don't understand why you burped over that microphone at 5:30. Will you tell me? Meet me when they come with something in my hand. Jesus, to go over and shake their hands and embrace them. Or if they beat you, go over and shake their hands and embrace them. I'm interested in socialist conduct. Yes.
I am too, Dan.
Thank you. What is it there? Go ahead. In there when they think they're boys. It's not unique to him. After you get through my age, you're glad you'll never be a boy again. I hear no amen. You really shock me. I said, after you get my age, you'll be glad you never will be a boy again.
Right.
Live like that. I didn't sweat 47 years, 27 of them. 27 of them. Shit. I was 18. 29 years I've sweat to build a communist movement. And I did not sweat to have it come over here and die in no fucking jungle. All right. Don't try to be a child when you're not a child. Don't try to be a teenager when you're not a teenager. Don't try to act like you're pregnant when you're 60 years of age. Perfection than I see anybody else doing it. If there were someone struggling as sincere and had the experience of my years, I would resign this moment, because I'd like to be in Namibia right now, where the U.S. has sent some mercenaries trying to destroy that country. I'd like to be there. More than I'd even like to go back to America, because I'd like to be there to save their land. Fuck all of our traitors. Then life will take care of them. They're miserable. They're miserable. Anything else? If you're thinking just about getting your enemies, you're on a personal vendetta. Personal vendetta, how can I break that down? Come on, somebody, burn vendetta. What I want? Personal revenge. Huh?
Personal revenge.
That is, socialists don't do that.
Eye for an eye.
I don't want to go after people who abuse me. I've got to go after the people that are most important. And right now, I think, carry on quite a little. I'm still a pretty good shot, and I could help someplace where they needed it. So watch all of you that you set a model before your people. And if you don't set that model, have the good graces to get out of the job.
I agree with this.
And he was a communist, and he went to Ghana in the West Coast and spent his last 4 years teaching and died happy on his own continent. That's what I got. Somebody's guilty of writing that shit up to me. Who did it? Because that's what upset me most. And provocateurs. Let us not make our standards by the past. Let's make our standards by the present. I sure have not been untrue to communism.
I'd appreciate it if I could finish, because you're misunderstanding the whole thing. I did not say
you don't know Marxist-Leninist. You couldn't be a communist.
I've lived the communal life with you all my life, and I don't
minimize. No, you've done it when you bow to them. I bow to them when they lost, or they made a point. I'd clap for them.
That's the way I play.
Okay, I'm not condemning you, but that's the kind of example. You can win us lots of friends and help these babies. I don't need any help. I'm asking for our babies. But if they see a superior consciousness, none of that hitting the seat or stamping the floor like stupid American ball players do, but conscientious. If you do get beat, bow to them and run over and hug them.
That's the main confrontation we have.
The Chinese do it symbolically. They do it like that, and the Indians do the same. And it must go back thousands of years, and it shows that you respect them. And then I'd take their hands and hug them. And you can don't know how many you may lead to communism there. If you get your asshole behavior, and I'm not talking to you. I know one thing, Tim, I'm talking to you. You got an arrogant asshole. A lot of time, you're arrogant. You can't say nothing to you. Time then you're staying here. And the first day I hear some of the shit that I heard the last time, that there was sports in there, no cooperation, messing up the floor, up all night, taking food that wasn't supposed to be taken out of the refrigerators. That wasn't just, I'm not talking about basketball players now. I'm not going through that. I'll call you home, or you can paddle to America.
Right.
I mean it, I'm damn serious about this, because you've got in your hands the opportunity to make or break Jonestown. You are out, they'll listen to you 10,000 times more than they do my two radio broadcasts on both stations. They'll look at you, listen to you. They ought to know my sons. They ought to know who my sons are. Jim's one, two. He's not here. That ought to stand out. That ought to be pronounced some way. But you've got to show a lot of character and grace. And I've seen tremendous growth in you, Tim, and I've seen immense growth in Stephen. But there won't be no damn chance, no matter how much it hurts, for you to show. You understand? If a fucking referee works against you, you won't dare show it. Just go right on. And believe me, that superiority will communize some of those youth. It'll draw women, particularly, they're going to be attracted to you. It'll draw men also. What kind of people are here? What kind of the people these are that they don't get mad? Do you understand what I'm saying? And you've got to drill in this, not to get mad, and to show appreciation when they, and platform when they make a goal as it goes in, then run right back to your post.
Okay, I'm American, right?
Sure, and I know we come from a whole different culture in basketball. Hell, they believe in basketball, stomp on your enemies, the best thing in the United States. But if you can't clap too much, you get off. But just say, you know, just a quick clap when you see it's gone through, then back to your post fast. I'm not talking about the guy under the basket, for Christ's sakes. But if they got time, they you do have time when they make the basket. I forgot my damn basketball. I was a basketball star, for believe it or not. I'm not big enough. I'd had my son's hands. I'd have made a profession out of it. But I was a very good forward, and I played basketball hard. But in the United States, nobody was kind. I quit basketball because I saw them treat one black man wrong, and I walked out of that goddamn game, and I told the coach he could give me an F. I didn't give a damn, and he gave me an F, and I didn't give a damn. You hear what I'm saying? You got time. They put you when they basket, when they make the goal, then your opposing team, you take the ball still from behind the goal. Basketball hasn't changed, has it, to that degree? Clap, clap, just for that few seconds. Clap for them. It'll blow their minds. It'll fucking blow their minds. I want that done. Because not only play, and then play hard as hell. Play hard as hell, fast as hell. But when they make a point, do that. They will not understand it because they're not evolved like that. They haven't reached that point. They're going to be competitive. And when they see that in you, they're going to wonder, what kind of fuckers are these? They don't get mad. They don't get unhappy. They don't get take everything personal or stamp on the floor because of an usher's decision. Do you see what I'm saying? You can do a great deal of good. And Walter, you don't dare go out of that house, because if you steal anything, Walter, you ruin this country. You ruin us. Now you got to stay in. And I'm telling you, I love you, but we all know about your one problem. Everybody's got a problem. I want somebody to put a mattress by a door in which they have to open that door, by God, when you're in bed. That's what I mean. I won't play no tricks with you. I love you. But you haven't shown enough appreciation for me. You were a paralyzed man. You couldn't move, and the brain fluid was moving out of your mouth. What they call spinal fluid was moving out of your mouth. And I'll be damned if you'd had any legs or arms to play with. And since then, you stole things. And by God, there'd be no stealing there. Because for you, if they can get along without you, we'll bring you home. They can't get along, then we'll just have to cancel. I mean it. Don't you leave the house. Don't you? I don't want you any moment, because you seem to cannot control stealing yet. Someday you'll probably overcome it. But right now you can't overcome. You haven't overcome it. You're still stealing. Right?
Right, Dad.
So you guys are going to have to watch one another's weaknesses. You understand what I'm saying? I want a mattress in front of the goddamn bed. From the door, when he goes to bed. I ain't pull no shit with any. I'll talk straight to you. I think you got a lot of good virtues. But that's one thing we couldn't have, you going out and trying to steal something. You steal shit that don't make no sense. I mean, really, you steal shit. I never saw anything like you. You'd steal a paper doll. I don't know what the fuck it's all about. But boys, you listen to me, because this is the goddamn truth. You're going to have to watch this kid. You got to help him that he doesn't do that. You got to put a mattress in front of that bed through that door, and then in order to get in across that bed, he's got to open that door. And you have to understand why I'm doing that. Not because I don't love you. I trust you in many areas. But how many times have you been up here for thievery?
Twice.
That's enough, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I got to say to the team. You don't need to explain any further, and you don't need it. And Tim, take it. Don't you should talk about what I said about arrogance. I know I could get up and talk all kinds of good points, but it's the bad points that will ruin you.
I agree that it's the bad points that will ruin you, and I agree that, you know, I just want to point out that Lee brought books on syphilis down to us today, made us look through them, see what it can do to you, so nobody will be fucking around in Georgetown. He talked to us about thieving.
That's good. I'm not worried about many of you doing that. I want to tell you frankly, I'm not worried about many of you doing that. But it is thick in the Capitol. It's good that he did show it. It's thick. And then they've got a new kind of, a new form of, I don't even, they call it something, number Z, some new kind of venereal disease that has broken out in other parts of the world. I don't know whether it's here or not, but likely it'll soon be here because everybody comes here. Georgetown, like any capital that's not been communized fully, is a cauldron of whores, whoremongers, cheats, steal. They steal your damn shirt off your back. They like to broke Patty's arm by taking and grabbing a watch off of her arm. So don't get cocky and think you can go out on the street alone at night. Now, you can't do it.
I would say something about Lee, not to the good or to the bad, that I feel like one thing that the team needs is a more of a camaraderie, right? And, you know, not to be afraid to tell a guy you care about him, but at the same time, he's doing something wrong.
Right.
And I think Lee has an air of masculinity that needs to be broken down a little bit, and where we can show our affection for each other, because I think that's necessary in a team.
Agreed.
But
agreed.
Along with this, I feel that he is...
I hope all the rest of you men are hearing this.
I agree with that.
Go ahead.
But I feel that also he's not as passive as he's been put off with us. Sometimes I confront him about saying, fuck you too easy to me.
I know you've praised him, and I've heard your praises, but I had these complaints, and I had to bring them up, because I'm not going to practice indiscrimination. That's where they were. I will let the truth, the light of truth, fall on it. He said he's arrogant. He says he's not, but he himself says he's arrogant. Well, and that's what I admire in the man. More than anything, he could have cushioned buffered with Tish. But he says, I am arrogant. I am condescending. And I feel a hell of a lot better sending him in that way than if he were defensive.
I'd like to say that we all are arrogant, you know, and we talked about it because... I feel, and I always will feel, that a certain amount of arrogance is necessary on a ball court if you want to perform and you want to, and I've learned to play ball in the States, but I've always been a firm believer in intimidating the opponent, you know, and I've always said good shot, and I don't believe in fouls, I don't call fouls, but I do feel there's a certain degree where you need to intimidate an opponent if you want to get the best play out, but, you know,
I'm not talking about that play. I'm not playing with the game. I'm not talking how you play the game. When they make a goal, you can do like that sincerely. Then run quick. Don't do it long, because they're going to pass that fucking ball. The moment that they're under the post, I've forgotten all I ever knew, under the basket goal, they're going to do it. You haven't got much time to be clapping, but just do it. Just do it. That'll take care of all the fighting you do on the floor. As long as you don't hit people and foul people or look like you're mad. You can look stern on the floor. You can look sure of yourself, be aggressive, but also be humble and grab them between recesses. Hug them before they leave. They won't know how to deal with it.
I don't know if they'll let you do it, but I'll sure as hell try. I've tried before, and I've been, you know, treated like some kind of fag, you know, or, you know, I'm not going to the locker room with him.
Shake hands. Shake hands with them.
Yeah, I've always played that way.
Shake
I believe
hands.
In breaking down the thing.
I agree with you. I see some idiot misinterpreting. Shake hands with them. If they don't want to shake hands, that will make them look like assholes to all the people watching. I'm telling you, not only your winning of the game is essential, but it's how you play that game. Because a lot of people are going to be watching. We are Americans. They're going to say, these people are something else. They show us superiority in not getting angry. They show us superiority to clap when we make a goal. That's going to stand out. You can do tremendous PR for us.
If you get too cool, they try harder at breaking your cool than they do at making points, too. I mean, it's... You can play that way. One thing that rattles another player more than intimidation is just completely and total, you know, cool. You know, you don't even,
well, that's
like
what
he's
I'd
not
suggest.
Even nothing. You know what I mean?
That's what works, I'd suggest that. Been too long for me to remember. It's been too long for me to remember. I hardly remember the game because I had to quit it out of conscience. I didn't want to quit it. We were in a sectional championship. We'd never made it. We almost looked like we were going to be the champion of the state of Indiana. I didn't want to quit it, but I had to quit it. Because my team and the coach upheld them called one of theirs black. It's an awful thing, the word they use it for black. No. Coon. That's what they called them. I said, you apologize for that. I told the principal, I said, you apologize for that. And you see that our boys apologize for that. Oh, it's over for me. He said, I'm not going to apologize for nothing. They are coons. I said, goodbye. And I took my wraps and I never went on a court again. But I wanted to be on the court because it was a game I enjoyed. You won't have that kind of problem, fortunately. You didn't live in a racist town. You weren't brought up in a racist town. But there have been problems with foreigners. There's also that prejudice you have to deal with. But the way to break it down is to be extremely kind to them in between.
Well, they're really, we talked to them on the Burnham Court, and they're really friendly, and they, you know, they talk
excellent.
To you about the game. And so.
Excellent. Invite them up to see us and things like that before the tournament starts.
In fact, that
before the tournament starts, invite them up to see us.
That, I'd like to say that was one of Tim's ideas, to invite them up to, you know, to our house pre-game, before the tournament even starts, meet all the teams and have snacks and show
Tim. That's excellent.
And also show slides of the project and tell them about the project, what we're doing out here.
I agree wholeheartedly. But watch the young women there. Who's there? Because some of these bitches cannot keep their vagina unless we put a zipper on it. I'm telling you what I feel. You women, tell any woman in Georgetown, stay off. This is a brotherhood gathering, and the sisters vacate. You know what I'm saying? It's between boys. They're trying to make fellowship between, and the girls will only be a distraction. So get them out of the way. They got something else to do that night. Be sure that's announced. I mean this. I don't want somebody getting one of them over in the corner and getting a damn sex play going, so they won't be watching our brothers trying to sow goodwill. Goodness, Tim's done an excellent job being my security head. There's all sorts of things. When I tell you something, I tell you in love, and I tell you you got a headiness, it's because you have headiness, in my opinion. There are others of you I could criticize, I suspect. Calvin, sometimes his attitude's not the hottest. Now the other two, I don't know this. I don't know the attitude of these two lads. I've heard that Carl's got a good attitude. Is that correct?
I'm cocky at times too. When Jan confronted us out on the pathway, I got cocky with her. My name wasn't on the report. I don't know why, but you know, just to feel like I'm not sliding with anything, I was gonna get up and say it anyway. I was cocky with Jan about it.
I didn't remember exactly what you said. That's why I didn't write you up. I would have.
Well, we're not gonna hold the past, but you guys, do you realize what I'm saying to you? You realize what you're saying, what we're saying? You can open up the whole door of Guyana to us, to the people. Once the people are behind you, it don't make no difference what the politicians want. If they like your playing and they like your character, and that's what I say, well, I'm not asking you to clap till they get just a second. It don't take long, but don't fuck around long, because it can get your mind off and there'll be a long pass and pass the center line, and then somebody will run in and dribble in and make a shot. I know it can't be long. Can it be done, though? Can't you do it like just a pat like that?
I've done it anyway.
It'll be your ball, so all clap as you take the ball. All clap as you take the ball. That will blow their mind.
Thing is, though, we do, you know, as soon as the ball's shot, I know I'm going to be snatching it and throwing it as fast as I can, because we're too small to be a slow team.
I'm not asking you not to snatch the ball. I'm talking about a courtesy between times. I don't want you to fight with them. I don't want you to foul, naturally. But I want you to fight to win, to show that you're a champion team, to get a chance to move on up in the tournament. I'm not asking you to do away with those. Wake up, goddammit. If these young people go in and make a good name for us, nobody will be able to harm us. They'll impress so many people that they'll do worlds for us. You guys have got that world on you. Mark, I've heard you've been condescending and hostile and arrogant too at times. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true, Dad. I am arrogant at times. I do have a bad attitude too, and I have to watch my mouth.
Now, in other words, I'm empowering you. I'm empowering you with a lot of trust and faith. I won't speak to you if I don't have a lot of faith in you. I won't criticize you publicly. If I criticize you publicly, I've got a lot of faith in you. Unless it's some dodo that wants to go to Kansas City, and after the bomb, that does cause some slight reaction. But Lee, you got the responsibility to enforce this rule, this teamwork, and you've got to give him your word that he will do that. Don't you want, because if you lose every game, I don't give a goddamn, you'll still have won something in the minds of those people. And in my opinion, if you were that practice, you're not going to lose every game.
I don't think we are either.
I've watched you play. I think you have an exceptional team. It's going to take work, and nobody can be out at night. Listen, brothers, you can't be out at night. You've got to get your rest. Can't be a night crowd. You lose your fucking strength. It's going to take all you time you got getting ready for that game. Okay. I ain't got any more to say. Go ahead. I've watched these papers. I take samples from them. Generally, they don't grade that hard.
Huh? I received
eight. On this, that's where you news people here with it on the board ought to do it. That's a basic, and we should understand it. Most people don't understand it. It's been years since I've talked about it. next class, have that ready, will you? You're sending in 2 weeks a karate expert, what you need. He's a karate expert in the Caribbean, and I want you to listen to him.
Right now with a real badly injured test away.
Keep that away. What did you want to say, Teddy? I want you to all listen to this tape tomorrow with much degree on how you greet guests. We have Americans who will be coming, and friendly ostensibly, but you never discuss what your politics are. You always talk about how much you love this place, that you never would want to go back for anybody. Do you all understand that?
Yes.
You better say it, because you'll regret the day you didn't say it.
Right.
And if they asked you if you have food, what kind of food you have, we say, well, we have meats, and we have, poultry, chicken, and we have eggs, we have pork, we have all kinds of meats. So what? Yeah, Guyanese dish. What's that? What's that? Pepper pot. We have pepper pot, which is a good food. So they may try to trick you and ask several. So I will tell you, you must tell them the first day they come before they get in. Because there could be a CIA anywhere. Tell them what the meal they had that day. You understand? If it's cooked wheat with toast and an egg and orange juice at noon with chicken and rice and cassava and greens, you understand what I'm saying? And a piece of pie, that must be done Tuesday upon arrival of one group, and it must be done on the 18th if we don't, we're foolish. Tell the radio to come here. Things while I remember. And please listen to him about botulism and so forth. We are going to be visited by Dr. Balwant Singh. He's coming here Sunday to spend the day to visit Jonestown and confer with our medical staff of ways to help. He's a general practitioner, and so a lot of questions should be asked about tropical medicine and surgeon. Also, one of the top biggest, most powerful women and a personal, I suppose the Prime Minister doesn't have any more personal friend, Margaret Ackman, will also be coming out Sunday to spend the day here. This is the General Secretary for the PNC and Chief Whip. She's the top of the PNC. Now, what we got to do on that day is to know who our Prime Minister is. I'm telling you, everybody get under that tent. I'm going to kick the hell out of somebody if they get up and say the PPP is our party. I'm tired of ignorance. We've been through this long enough. How many do? Who's our party?
Yes.
What does it stand for?
Yes.
You better rehearse every supervisor. I'm asking for every home head to announce this, practice it. Our Prime Minister is for Burnham, and we don't like the PPP because of what? Apanjat, which means vote your own kind. We believe in this government. We die for this government because they gave us a home. Do you understand? Particularly say that to Margaret Ackman. It's not so pro-government. So you just tell them we're glad to be here. You understand what I say? You got two people. There's a lot of freedom in this country. They keep talking about not freedom. But this is a doctor running around making good money, and he's anti-government. So you know what you say about it. You say, we love the privilege of living cooperatively. You understand? Please know the doctor before, know him. He's East Indian. And Margaret Ackman's black, isn't she? Eh? She's black, and she's a power. To show you how powerful she is, and she's a fighter. One, they needed some money from East Indian business people to help the party. The party was raising money for black liberation and also their own activities. She went by God. And she got some information on one East Indian businessman, and she said, you either give me a check for $10,000, I'm going to turn you in. They gave her the check for $10,000. She's tough. She's tougher than nails, huh? We have the clinic on Sunday. That'll be good. Well, show her the activities. Show her the activities. Let her watch her treat the people. It'll be a good time for the doctor to look. It's the ideal time for them to come. The ideal time. Then, okay. Anybody have any problem or anything needs to be mentioned from the floor? And you say, I don't want to clap, but I'll tell you, if you were laying like that little girl was, unable to talk, looking with her eyes, wanting to talk but couldn't, sobbing out, coming out of her mouth, couldn't move her legs and arm until Father said, talk. I tell you, you'd start singing then. From sand.